We began this day a long time ago with a blessing from our Native American friend Healing Bear, who reminded us of the people who walked this very land before some of the rest of us arrived. After a moment of silence, Healing Bear, who welcomed us, will come and send us on with a blessing. But I do want to ask you, if you can, when our liturgy is ended, to help us pick up and carry away our boots and our shoes. To my left, around the corner of the building, there is a walkway that leads to the parking area, and there will be two separate trucks there, one truck for the military boots, which we have rented for the occasion and we need to return to their owners, and the other truck for the shoes, which will be donated to needy people. So this powerful symbolic representation which we have created today will have a tangible outworking in the future. So now we conclude our liturgy with words from our brother Healing Bear.
Friends, I am Healing Bear of the Pedraza clan of the Tiwa tribe of the Pueblo Nation in the Valley of the Rio Grande. On behalf of my relations who inhabited this land before and are still here, the Kongva, the Kumye, the Chumash, I would all like to send you off with pure hearts and clear conscience and remind that all of us are interconnected. We are all related. There's no such thing as people of color. We're all humans of hue. There's only one race, the human race. And with that, I'd like to close with a prayer that shows how united that we are. For I, we, you are this future. We're parted from the past, part of what was, what is, and what will be. For this is who we are. In my language, we have an expression, Klinkinchiwa Intunali. What we do is for the good of all. Walk in peace.